Like that was my whole thing. I just wanted to be heard. Like I've always been a supporter. I always support everybody else's brand. I always back everybody up. You need me, I'm there. I support shows, things like that. But I never felt like my voice was really heard. So when I had the opportunity to do a podcast and people heard my voice and people respected my voice, that made me feel good and it made me want to do it. So that's why I've become more creative doing that because I feel like there's a voice for me in that lane. What's up, everybody? This is Jamont, aka Mr. Evo. We're going to talk about being creators today.
Hit subscribe.
Hit subscribe. Please hit subscribe. Like it. Love it. He's great content. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Bam, the Malcolm X with a pinch of Christ. Catches with the jab, I'm Floyd May, my defense is nice. Crafted by a Mac, I'm embedded to get the cheese. Genius put the beats, this pop off and I move with ease.
All right, welcome everybody to the Red Couch with Louis T. We got a special guest. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
I am Jamont, aka Mr. Evil, also called King of the Thirst Trap, of Mr. Fluffy Fellow Podcast. Also, Unapologetically Dope podcast here in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay, so you got two podcasts.
Yeah, I just started Fluffy Fellow dropped 3 weeks ago.
Okay,
and I'm gearing off. It's for men with men concepts. It's a whole another. It's a different side of me that people don't really get to see.
Okay, and so how did you get into doing podcasts?
I've actually, because I am an ordained minister, that is what I'm known by. And I was actually doing this show on YouTube called Relationships 101, and it did so well, and we got a lot of feedback and people like my voice that my business partner, the Realty Trust, decided, let's do a podcast. And so last July, we decided to launch our first episode, Unapologetically Dope.
Week.
Yeah, it was like it started out once a week and then we spread it out a little bit more. Just because there's a lot of things that happen and you want to go and address it immediately, sometimes that doesn't work too well. So we started out every week, and then we went to like once or twice a month, and then towards the end of the year, because of the holidays and things like that, we decided to go ahead and just split it up and make into like a three-part series. And then we had our most recent one was in January. A long format because we are both talkers. Mm-hmm. So to cut it down to 30 minutes would have been too tough, or to have something short. So the way that our dialogue works, and we've known each other because we actually started working together back at Verizon years ago in 2010 or 11, actually, is when I met Tara. So so we decided, okay, we need to give it more time. And so they can run from an hour to 2 hours to, whatever, but the flow, usually it goes by so quickly. But yeah, that's why we went the long route.
Okay. So with Unapologetically Dope, how would you describe that show?
It's two people who are Christians, who are also a little ratchet, a little petty. And we talk about real life things that people in the church won't talk about, real issues, and you get a regular perspective of how we feel about it, but you also get things from the Bible.
Okay. And you said you're an ordained minister?
Yes, sir.
So how do the fellowship, how do they take the podcast? Do they
listen? So I'm non-denominational. I don't have, I'm not affiliated with anybody other than just church, just Christians. Mm-hmm. And they love it. I mean, because the one thing that we don't have in podcasts, is people who are honest but don't have to use derogatory terms to, try to knock other people down. Mm-hmm. We're more definitely positive based. We want to grow people. I mean, we talk about the thirst trap a lot because I was somebody who would set thirst traps to see who would inbox me, things like that. So
I've never really heard of a guy setting a thirst trap. What is, so just break that down for me.
All right, so the concept came from this. All right, so I've watched women do it for years. They basically put pictures up and see how many likes they get, right? Mm-hmm. So for males, like beer gang, I'm a part of the beer gang. So you take a nice picture with some shades on and glasses, and you see how many comments are like. So basically, that would be one way. But also, I'm a poet, so I write poetry. And so I would write poetry, and my inbox would blow up, or my comments would blow up based upon something I wrote. So, you know, that's what we started saying. You said Jamont setting traps. So it kind of became a growing thing. And like I said, it was just for me being observant of what's going on in the world.
So you've been doing the podcast for like a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, how do you feel about the podcast as a whole, like as a landscape?
I mean, I think it's good for some, but some people are doing it just to be a part of the wave. You know what I mean? Like, I think podcasts as a whole, it gives people such as myself who won't be on radio. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to be, you know, that guy that blows up from TikTok. You know what I mean? So
you don't know until you try.
I've tried it. that's another sad story. But podcast for me gives people who need a voice an opportunity to share their voice without having to worry about being judged or anything like that. They can, I mean, there's a million people who've launched a podcast and just launched it and didn't say nothing to nobody. And if you discover it, you discover it. But they just wanted to say what they needed to say without being restricted. So I think podcast is a good platform. I also think too many people are riding the podcast coat too much. Like, you know, when you don't really have any content, you don't have, like, you see your friend do it, so you want to do it, but your friends are creative and you're just there for the ride. Like, I feel like a lot of people are doing that too. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
And so, just to sound like a 90s movie or sitcom, so your co-host, so that's just your friend?
Yes, that's just my friend. But like I said, we've known each other for a long time, and we're, as you said, thick as thieves. And we basically, she's probably one of the rare people that can check me, and I can check her, because we already know where we're trying to go. It's great to have another creative by your side who knows what your vision is and try to push you to that end of that vision.
So when y'all are recording, do y'all record together? Are y'all in the same vicinity?
Or? No, actually, she was in Alabama. Now she's in St. Louis. And I'm here in Wilmington. So we use an app. I'm not plugging any apps today. I'm just joking. We use the Anchor app. So she can call me, and we basically just have a phone call conversation based upon topics. And sometimes it's just free flow, like, whatever is on our mind, we get on the phone and we just start talking. So we don't plan anything when we do these conversations. Everything is all natural because we want to be authentic. We want to be 100% us. And sometimes we don't want to be filtered. You know, when you come up with a subject line, you filter out what you really want to say, and people don't get the real you. So
do you? Because I've listened to one. And it was hilarious when she was going through Twitter thing, like, oh, you know, like questions and scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was like Ask Twitter or something.
Yeah. So that's a funny episode. So basically, this lady has this thing called Ask Twitter, and and so she just had found it that day, didn't say nothing to me. Was like, yo, this is what we're going. This is what we're gonna talk about. Nothing. She just called me. Said, I got something funny. Let's go ahead and record. And we recorded it, and it was hilarious. It's probably one of my favorite shows. But definitely go listen to that episode.
And how many episodes do y'all have now? Do you know?
I think our first season was probably like 15 episodes. The second season, we just started in January, but then a lot of stuff has been going on with her transitioning to a new place. And then this pandemic has really put a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths, plus the protesting and things like that. So we have delayed meeting up because we don't want to speak off of emotion right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's not positive. We want to be positive about what we do. You know, me being a black man in America, I'm upset. So just trying to figure out a way to find that fine line.
Yeah. And I mean, I know we're all people, But you don't feel like a obligation to kind of help your, maybe your followers, you know, to hear some positive words from you? Or do you feel like you can't deliver, you're not at a place where you can deliver those positive words?
I say I definitely do feel like we have responsibility, but we also have always been taught to use wisdom in all you do. And I recorded my second episode for the Fluffy Fellow the other night, and it just came out angry. Even though I was throwing jokes in there and things like that, because of the state of my mind and because of what we're all dealing with in today's society, it was hard for me to really be, to have fun and not be emotional. So that's some things you take away, especially when you're raw and uncut. You know, you're just trying to give people everything about you, and not give a fake facade, because it's hard. It's very hard to not be real.
Okay. So tell me about the new show. Do you have any other, like, co-hosts with it? And if so, who are they? And then what is the difference between that and Unapologetically Dope?
All right, so the new show, the concept came because I am Mr. Evo on Unapologetically Dope, but it's I'm not going to say censored, but with the Fluffy Fellow, I wanted to give a male perspective on a lot of things. Like, you know, my first episode is called Are You a Boo, a Bae, or Wifey? And it kind of gives it gives the concepts, and everything that I do, I write, are based off of concepts that I see in the world or in my environment. So with Abu, Abe, and Wifey, I was talking about the perspective of my perspective of watching other people and how they related to relationships. And so it's just me. Nobody else is in it. As of right now, I will have special guests from time to time. I got a buddy that's about to drop an album soon. I'm going to help, you know, I want him to be on there. And I'm gonna have some other females.
Give him a plug.
Oh, P. Grant, the one and only. He's working on the album right now. Hopefully, he releases it soon. When he releases it, I'm definitely gonna have him on the podcast. But that's my brother, and I support everything he does. So definitely gonna have him on there. I'm gonna have some females on there because we're gonna have kind of like a battle of the sexes type thing, where we talk real talk about relationships and, you know, what we're expecting in a relationship. So, but like I said, it's primarily for men, and I'm representing all the big brothers across the world.
Okay. And then earlier you said you didn't want to plug apps, but Unapologetically Dope is a lot of times it's sponsored by Anchor.
Well, it's not. So that's the thing. It's not sponsored technically. What it is, see, with Anchor app, you create the sponsorship yourself. Mm. And then, like, because my Fluffy Fellow I have not put Anchor on anything that I've done with Fluffy Fellow. Okay. But, like, they give you, like, $15 or something like that. And then that runs their ad. You repeat something that they put up. You read it, and that's the ad for them. Now, you don't have to do that. That's a choice.
Yeah. I mean, I also use Anchor for the IMOLT podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe, you know, we're streaming wherever you stream podcasts at. But yeah, there's a little box that you can hit.
Yeah.
And it kind of, in my mind, it's like, hey, come here, young lady. You want to be a movie star? We'll help you. But first, we need you to go and get this man back.
Exactly.
And you can bring me that money, and I'll give you a little taste.
Exactly.
That's how, in my mind, I was like, well, I don't want to be taken advantage of, so I'm not going to check this box.
Yeah, so I don't use it either. But I mean, when we started, my counterpart, the Realty Trust, decided she wanted to do it. And everything's a team thing. So I support whatever decision she made at that point. But for me, for the Fluffy Fellow, because I know how to edit the podcast and I know how to put my own music in and I know how to chop things up, I just wasn't even worried about that, you know? Okay. So at some point, somebody's going to want to be an ad, and then I'll deal with that.
Yeah. So, and you said you started as a video show on YouTube.
Yeah, so on YouTube, if you look up Relationship 101, it's a four-team panel, two women, two guys, me, the Realty Trust, a gentleman named Van, and Keisha. And we're talking about relationships. And so that was our start off. That was in January of we're in 20, yeah, January of 19, actually. We did that from January till about March. Had like I said, we had a lot of good positive feedback. It was funny, but there was also some serious talk about relationships and what we expect in relationships and things like that. So, and I think it worked out because I get a lot of relationship questions. People want to know, how to handle relationships. What are your thoughts? So, as a minister, people come to you for a little bit of everything. You kind of have to flow with that.
I know all your podcasts, through Anchor or through all the normal avenues like Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever thought about putting the podcast on the YouTube?
I have, and that's why I'm here. I mean, this is one of these opportunities where I made a decision this year that I'm going to be more transparent and more available, and I'm going to come out of my comfort zone more. See, being somebody who preaches, it's easy to preach in front of people, and they're recording, but you're not really worried about the recording because you're on an assignment. So for me, I've gotten to the point now where it's like, I really don't care. I just want to be able to get my content out because I know somebody needs to hear it. I may not be for everybody, but I'm for somebody. And so, so I definitely thought about the YouTube option, and that's something that I'm going to explore soon. I have a family and friend. Her name is Megan with Make It Public. She's going to try to assist me with that as well. Like I said, I'm connected enough where I can always grab at somebody. And now I'm coming out of that comfort zone to kind of try to make that stuff happen.
Okay. And before your partner, before she left, were y'all recording the podcast together, or have y'all always kind of done it over the phone?
Always over the phone. She was in Alabama when we first started, and then she moved to Kansas. And
Well, she's on the
but she's in
go.
Kansas, yeah. Well, yeah, she wherever ministry takes her, man. That's how
Okay.
she flows. So, and I said St. Louis, I meant Kansas. She's in Kansas now. So she's always been a long distance away. But with the app, it always made it easier to make the phone calls and things like that.
Okay, that's cool. As you said, a lot of times in the show, it's a lot to do with relationships. So right now, are you single or
Currently am single. Currently
which
just.
comes up a lot?
Which comes up a lot. I was in a very long relationship. I was married for 10 years, and that ended. But now I'm just trying to, one, I'm trying to enjoy life, and two, I'm more focused on creating than anything else in this world right now. I'm not really focused on anything else other than bringing my content out and letting it grow. You know what I mean? Like that's because sometimes when you get in relationships, you lose your passion for things,
Yeah, especially
and
if they don't share
exactly.
that,
Correct. Yeah,
and
because the way our brains work is we're constantly thinking of another way or another design or how could I have done this differently? How can I do the next thing differently? Like that's how we're wired. And so if you have somebody who doesn't equally match that, then that definitely becomes combative because like if when I want to record, I don't want to have to sit and have a conversation and explain to you what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I want you to be like, go, babe, go ahead, go up through that. Go ahead, not go take care of that because they believe in your vision. Whether they understand it or not, if they believe in the vision, they're pushing you towards the purpose, that's what you want. You don't want somebody that's always sucking the life out of you and then that creativity basically dwindles out and you can't be yourself. So, you know what I mean? That's really where that's for any relationship, that's what you want. You want somebody who's thinking like you think. Or if they don't, at least respect the fact that what you're doing and support it 100% no matter what. That's hard to find these days.
It is. So go ahead, where can everybody find you at? Like, if they want to find you or they want to find your shows, go ahead,
All right. Well,
plug
yeah.
everything.
Check me out. You can check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as Mr. Evo 84. For any of my content, for the Fluffy Fella, which I said just launched in the month of where we're at in June, in the second week of May. For Unapologetically Dope, you can catch that on all podcast platforms as well. And you can always email me if you need to email me at evoproduction07@gmail.com. I take comments, concerns, criticism. If you want to talk, we talk. All right.
Any last words? Anything else you wanna?
No, man. I appreciate the opportunity. You guys don't forget to follow Lewis T. And subscribe, like I said, to IMOLT podcast on all podcast channels, as well as subscribe on YouTube. This is going to be on YouTube. He had a great one with a real estate agent, Jason Worthy. You got to check that out. A lot of knowledge kicked there. But now that's it, man. I appreciate you, and I'm going to be unapologetically dope. And also, for all the ladies out there, real quick, listen, y'all heard my voice. Now you see the face. The inbox is okay to start tapping on now. It's fluffy. Listen, it's about to be fall soon. Y'all know y'all need a brother to cuddle up to. Don't go nowhere. You know where it's at. The bearded gang here, fluffy fellow all day.